For their community project, the 2025 Leadership Marshfield class has decided to renovate Greasy Park in the city of Marshfield. I spoke with Lindsay Safford with Forward Bank and a member of the 2025 Leadership Marshfield class, and she explained Leadership Marshfield, the renovation project, where the project currently stands, and more.
So our Leadership Marshfield group is a team of leaders in Marshfield that are looking to learn more about what we do in Marshfield, local schools. We learn more about the local governments, business, economic development, and so on. So Leadership Marshfield is through the Marshfield Area Chamber of Commerce and Industry and will be the class of 2025.
All right, excellent. And now the project that this group has selected is the renovation of Greasy Park. Can you talk a little bit about why you guys decided to choose that project? What made you decide to go that route?
Absolutely. So Greasy Park Playground in Marshfield, Wisconsin, it originated in 2000 through a previous Leadership Marshfield group. And I'm in Marshfield, Kiwanis, and Dr. Lori Benz initially constructed that project with her group in 2000. So the playground is about 24 years old. She's also in Kiwanis with me. And when we were chatting about projects, she said, oh, you need to renovate Greasy Park. That'd be amazing. And so we looked at it, and our group had decided that we did want to focus on something children related. And so we're looking to make this more of a destination playground, making it all accessible for all abilities and all ages.
And now, can you talk about some of the initial steps that you've already taken in selecting this project?
Absolutely. So at this time, our group proposed this through Mackey, and we received approval there. We've also met with Marshfield Parks Recreation and Forestry Committee and received their approval. We've met with the Common Council and got their approval. And throughout all these meetings, we've definitely learned a lot with how this type of project can evolve. And at this time, we're meeting with various playground manufacturers to choose which playground style that we would like to go forward with. We've also set up a fund through the Marshfield Area Foundation, and donors can make those donations immediately on signing online. And also by sending in a check to the foundation. And the donations, actually, we've already received a couple. So we are actively accepting donations to help support this vision.
All right, excellent. And now, do you kind of have a timeline in mind of what you hope to have accomplished and when?
Yeah, so our timeline, it's coming up quickly. we're actually looking to have this playground constructed summer and fall of 2025. So timelines now are to accept the main donations and get those established so we can order the playground equipment and make sure that the surface at Greasy Park is ready for the installation of the equipment and making sure that everything is safe and accessible. But we will be planning some events that the community can participate in. And we'll be announcing that through our Facebook page, which is Greasy Park Playground Renovation. And through that Facebook page, we're looking to post all of our events and things coming up for the community to get involved in and learn more about this project.
All right, excellent. You've already mentioned that people can donate if they would like to help out with this project. But are there other ways that people can get involved with this project as well?
Yeah, we're looking for kind of a team of volunteers that will help spread the word, perhaps even approaching businesses and individuals in the community to ask for a monetary donation. Otherwise, we're looking for volunteers to even help for some of the events that we have, and that will all be posted on our Facebook page. But we're also looking for involvement in the community, whether it's through like a high school welding club or class, to kind of be creative with some of the things that we're looking to do out there.
All right, excellent. And now if people would like to learn more about this project, where's a good place for them to go to do so?
Yeah, anyone looking forward to getting involved in this project, please reach out to any of us directly. I'm Lindsay Stafford, nonprofit banker at Forward Bank. My team is also consisted of Abby Meyer at Staub Construction, Bill Thomas at Prevention Genetics, and Connie Mikulski at First State Bank. And our Facebook page is really up to date with everything if anyone is looking to reach out and participate in this project. And another thing too that we're really focused on is providing the opportunity for children of all abilities and ages to play side by side with their family and friends, and getting them off of their phones, off their tablets, and enjoying nature outside, and overall health and wellness and mental health as well. We really want to focus on what this playground can provide for outdoor play and make it more of a destination playground and have that obstacle course designed to it as well for active play.
Again, if you'd like to get involved or learn more about the project, you can contact a member of the Leadership Marshfield program or check out their Facebook page.